This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Because that's what you need to be part of the solution. And I know, you know, some of you, again, you don't want to fight, you don't want to argue. Got it. But guess what? You do have to fight. If you really want to keep what you have, if you want to do better, you want to clear. We did it once, we can do it again. So, I mean, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and then sign up for the email blast and or the text alerts. You can text alerts really simple. You want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. At least, you know what? We can enjoy together. How's that? No, I mean that seriously. We can enjoy together. All right, so you got a lot going on in the news. This is like my smorgasbord, what do you want to call it? I know, I have a hard time with English. I keep telling you guys that. The smorgasbord of information this hour. We're going to hit it all. Right? One of the first things we're going to do, you're going to love this, the divided Supreme Court rules for Trump in requiring the immigrants' removal. But again, it's when you see these 5-4 rulings, for instance, I've had this conversation with you guys a million times. That is a purely partisan, or I should say, 99% that these are partisan votes. I'm not taking anything away from the justices. But think about it. When you have 5 conservatives and 4 liberals, and maybe 1 or 2 squishy conservatives, but the 5-4 is usually down ideological lines. And when the 4, when you're talking about, you know, Ginsburg and the rest of them, they want a living, breathing constitution, one that changes for the times. When in reality, I hate to say it this way, but it's like the Bible. Principles in the Bible are good. Were good 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. They're good today. Right? Honor your mother and father. How does that change? How did that change? So different with the Constitution. You have a right to freedom of speech. How does that change? Nothing changes. If it's on Twitter or if on some kind of slate that you had that you threw around the town square, I don't know. What changes about it? Nothing. Anyhow, the Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision that an immigrant with a lawful permitted resident status cannot fight deportation due to a previous offense, even though the crime was not grounds for his removal. In a 5-4 ruling, the conservative justices on one side, the liberals on the other, obviously, the court ruled for Trump's administration in holding that the statute in question, as drafted by Congress, requires deportation in the case of, like, Andre Barton, even though the assault offenses that prevent him from appealing were not enough to deport him in the first. In other words, he was here, and he was allowed to be removed. See, if you get in any trouble, just because you're kind of here on a green card, you're not a citizen. You have to uphold the laws. You can't get in trouble. I mean, really, technically, they probably could remove you for speeding. Removal of a lawful permanent resident, not a United States citizen. Removal of a lawful permanent resident from the United States is a wrenching process, especially in light of the consequences for family members. This is what Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote in the court's opinion. Removal is particularly difficult when it involves someone such as Barton, who has spent most of his life in the United States. But Congress made a choice. They authorize removal of non-citizens, even lawful permanent residents who have committed certain serious crimes. Congress also made a choice to categorically preclude cancellation of removal for non-citizens who have substantial criminal records. Now, Congress can change that law anytime it wants to. You know, it's really funny. About time somebody at the court said this. He goes on to say the court's constrained to apply the law as enacted by Congress. If you are not in love with this man at this point, there's something wrong with you. And I'll tell you why. Because most justices don't bring up the fact that they're ruling on what the Constitution says. They usually call out another judge, another court that came down with the ruling. But he's going back and saying, look, Congress has a right to make the law. They made a law. The law is constitutional, and we're upholding that law because it's constitutional. Now, should Congress want to go change the law, they should go do so. He's right. That doesn't mean the justices get to ignore the law just because they think that Congress is going to change it. This is where we keep getting in trouble, even as conservatives. We don't do it anywhere near as much as the left does. When they don't like a law, they just ignore it. And they get the judges to rule against it. You saw that happen with the Obama judges over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The controversy deals with an immigration law that allows defendants to apply for cancellation of deportation, but only if they satisfy certain requirements, including not have committed particular offenses within their first 7 years of residence in the U.S. So it's really simple. You know what the rules are. You know what you're supposed to be doing. Just do it. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Right? Hey, so somebody sent me, I guess the California unemployment website keeps crashing. So people can't move through it to get to apply for their unemployment, to get their money. Now, people have tried several numbers, and no one's answering. And they're extremely overwhelmed. There's no question about it. And it's so hard to catch up, to make sure. You know, they got to check it out, too. This is just a matter of giving people unemployment checks just to give them unemployment checks. Now, Newsom steps up and says he wants to give $125 million to illegals. How's he going to do that one? Is he going to put special operators on? What's he going to do? Seriously. You know, I was listening to something last night, and they were talking about these kids in school and how they were going to somehow try to teach them or get them what they needed, you know, from an educational standpoint. The problem they were having, though, is the kids didn't speak English. Really? They're in America. Shouldn't we be teaching them English? Shouldn't we be working and making sure they understand English? And I'm just guessing here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't know about how you feel. I mean, if we're going to do immigration, right? Maybe we should do the dead people. Dead people paid the system. Doesn't matter if you're alive or dead, or even an illegal alien here in California. You can receive a coronavirus stimulus check. That's right. Democrats still wonder why we don't trust them. Why we don't want government, especially Dems, to run every aspect of our lives. Really? The New York Post is reporting the federal stimulus checks received by millions of Americans, right, were also sent to unexpected recipients. Dead people. Numerous Americans took to social media to share tales of the misdirected dough delivered as part of the $2.2 trillion bailout. Also, is that the errors and the long waits, they're preventable. They really are preventable. If you set up the computer system right, you know, think about something. When Microsoft and others do updates, they have millions of people hit the thing in a heartbeat. Well, what's the problem? And they even put up a site so you can track your cash, track where it's coming from and when it's coming in. And they work it either. Right? I mean, seriously. Do a little homework, you'll find out that's exactly what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Yeah, and please head over to the website, get involved, get engaged for real. I mean that seriously. I don't know if you guys heard about the coronavirus being affected by humidity and heat, but didn't a lot of us already know this? I mean, honestly, didn't anybody pay attention in science class, biology, whatever you had along those lines? So President Trump and health officials... they kind of went back and forth. But basically what they came up with is that higher temperatures and humidity, as well as a direct exposure to sunlight, will kill the coronavirus, and pretty quickly, too. So if you can get out, you know, the beaches that are closing down, and they don't want you outside, gee, I wonder why. Bill Bryan, the head of the Science and Technology Directorate of the Department of Homeland Security, said that along with high temperature and humidity, have a powerful effect of creating environments less favorable for the virus. Now, the chart that they released during the White House Coronavirus Task Force, it showed that the coronavirus dies within 2 minutes in hot summer humidity. Right? While on the surface and a minute and a half while in the air. Coronavirus dies at a much more rapid pace when exposed to sunlight. The virus dies the quickest in direct sunlight. And isopropylene alcohol will kill the virus in just about 30 seconds. So why aren't we all drinking then? Huh? Oh, not that kind of alcohol. Never mind. Bryant... I thought it was funny. Brian, however, warned that the results from the DHS study were still in early stages, cautioned Americans to continue practicing. But look at this. Isn't this basic biology? These viruses can't stand this. They never have been able to. Why do you think people have been saying, well, when the warm weather comes, when we get outside, it won't last as long? DHS analysts gave Trump a reason to boast for suggesting earlier this year that the virus will abate during the hot summer months. You know, it's really funny because if I go over, if you pull up MSNBC, their website, they pretty much mock and go after the president for everything he says. Everything. He's right about nothing. They'll find that doctor who will disagree with him about the sunlight. They found that doctor that disagreed with him about the malaria, whatever it was, drugs that they were giving for this. Even though people, their own people, people on the Democrat side have said they've taken the drug and it's helped them out. The article goes on to say, I just threw out a suggestion. It seems like that might be the case, Trump said. They went crazy with it. All I did was say, hey, viruses, these kind of things don't last well in the heat and humidity. Thank God the summer's just around the corner. Who's so bad about saying that? Mike Pence also said that he was hopeful that the pandemic would begin to recede while the summer months came rolling in. If you look at the trend today, he said, I think my Memorial Day weekend will be, well, this will be behind us. I agree with him. I think it'll be before the Memorial Day weekend. I mean, it's already dying a death right now. My concern is where they say where it's gone, totally gone. Those who really would like not to see this go away will do something to keep it right up in front of our faces. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas.
at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops, as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because, and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, no.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Please answer the question.
There are more wires around this place. Joe Massey, your host, Houston Real Side. TCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you to be able to get involved and get engaged. That's how you get informed. You can't just sit there thinking you know what you're talking about. Really, seriously. Not good. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and there's a million ways for you to get in touch with us, a million ways for you to get on with the show. So, the other day, as I was listening to Trump talk to the reporters, and CNN, MSNBC, all of them, they're just, you know, every question is how to hang him. Every question is to try to get him and saying something that just isn't right, to defend something that isn't true. So, you know, think about when Trump, he wanted to shut down the border, right? And they called him, the media called him a racist. Do you remember that? And then he shut down the border. And they tell him now, you didn't do it fast enough. They can't make up their mind, is what they want. So he called it, the media starts calling it the Chinese Wuhan virus, right? And Trump calls it the Chinese virus, and they called him a racist. Right, because he left out Wuhan, maybe? I don't know. And then the media says, we need a leader that gives us hope. Trump says they have hope. Gives him an idea of what's being done in the scientific world. Nothing for sure yet. And what do they say? And you're giving us false hope. Tell me this is not a fight with a crazy girlfriend. Or if you're, you know, a girl, a fight with a crazy boyfriend. I don't know. But there's no winning that argument. There's an old joke, distasteful as it might be, when they ask the candidate running for office, hey, have you stopped beating your wife? You can't answer that question right. What do you say, yes? Wait a minute, what? No, of course not. Wait, what? You can't. They are always trying to trap him. And it's really sad. Because if this was Barack Oblamo, you couldn't say, they wouldn't be saying one that nasty thing around him, about him. And then as far as that goes, even let's take that one a little step further there. You know, he was the one that left us high and dry on medical supplies. He was the one that left us high and dry on ventilators, on masks, all those things that he had never replenished from him being president. Never cut the money to replenish those things. But you won't hear that from the left. They're not interested. And frankly, it is getting quite irritating. And I don't know why he lets them in the room anymore. I love that today, though. Some of you were listening to his press room briefing. It was really great. Because every time CNN started asking a question, he goes, not you. Not you. You're fake news. Not me. Not you. Right? Well, a recent report that came out to Stanford out of Stanford University, anyway. I'm surprised they even got away with this. Maybe Facebook will pull them down, too. From Stanford University, USC, they show the coronavirus was much less deadly than we've been told. The fatality rate is more like the seasonal flu. Now, this isn't coming from some kind of right-wing outlet now, is it? Right? Studies conducted by public health officials and scientists at Stanford University and the University of Southern California, they show the estimates of the number of people infected in those counties were far, far higher than the number of confirmed cases. Now, after the adjustments intended to account for differences between the sample and the population of the county as a whole, research has estimated that the antibodies were between 2.5% and a bit more than 4. The county's population is 1.9 million. So it was much, according to the numbers, if you're going to use, science, now what they tell us we have to do? Got to use science? If you're going to use science, science says it wasn't as bad as we were told. Right? The coronavirus, really, was much less deadly than they originally expected. You know, why do we keep listening to them? Their models are wrong. They're bad. They've been bad forever. They keep screwing them up. And we keep listening to them. The two preliminary efforts to survey citizens for antibodies to the virus have produced, controversial results, according to the New York Times. Two new studies using antibodies tests to assess how many people have been infected with the virus have turned up numbers higher than was expected. Both studies were performed in California, one among residents of Santa Clara County, south of San Francisco, the other among residents of Los Angeles County. In both cases, L.A. County. My God, this stuff running around here we don't even know about yet. We haven't even given it a name yet. And these two counties, apparently, their infectious rates were much higher than the number of confirmed cases. Right? Well, there's people there. Nobody wants to test. I'm not being mean to the homeless, but some of them have got some serious mental issues, and it's kind of hard to deal with them and do what they need to do. Now, the studies conducted by public health officials and scientists at Stanford University and the University of Southern California, they've made some critics really upset. In Santa Clara County, researchers tested 3,300 volunteers for antibodies, which would indicate exposure to the virus in some way. Over 1.5% tested positive. Now, when they adjusted it, right, the sample and really how it went as a whole, they come up to about 2.5%. This means that 48,000 of 81,000 people who were infected with coronavirus in Santa Clara County by early April. See, we were talking about this, earlier last week, I think it was. We were talking about how California probably went through this already. So there were some states that probably got hit by this already. And Tammy had reminded me how kind of sick we were for about 6, 7, 8 weeks. I remember friends of mine who were sick. We were just talking about this the other day. And their doctors tell them they don't know what this is. It's kind of like the flu. It seems to hang in about 8 weeks. So they knew something was going around. They didn't know what to call it. How did this shut everything down? Oh, yeah, I know what I said I was going to do with you guys. Well, some of you would remind me. You know, when we talk about shutting down the country, shutting all these places down. So I don't have to keep repeating myself. The numbers I give you, the first number I'll give you is the number of COVID-19 deaths. Second number I'll give you is the 2018 flu deaths. All right? So Texas had 318 as opposed to 3,500 in 2018. California, coming up on 1,000 as opposed to 7,000 in 2018. Florida, a little over 600. They had 3,000 in 2018. Alabama, 1,200. Illinois, for the year, 2,500. And even if you let's say this is going to be with us the whole year, right? I'm just conversation's sake. Take Texas, for instance. Right? Now, we're talking about COVID-19 after the first quarter of the year. So, if you get 300, you can get 350 a quarter deaths. Right? So, what do we get, 900 deaths? So, we've had 900 deaths for COVID-19 in Texas. If it stays with us to the end of the year, and it runs the way it's running, which we know it's already on the decline, as opposed to 2018, in 2018 with 3,500, why would we shut down the country then? Right? I'm just asking. Illinois, 900 now, 2,500 in 2018. Ohio, 324 as opposed to 2,300. It gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it? Indiana, 387. Well, a little over that. And then over 1,000 in 2018. Why didn't we shut this place down? I don't know. Got me. Love to have an expert come on and tell me. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being, just being part of the conversation. Really. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time, that you're spending on the air with me and responding. Now, this is interesting. I don't even know if I believe this, but whatever. The Justice Department now, they're going to target landlords demanding, ready for this one, sexual favors in lieu of rent. Apparently this is becoming a big deal. So Attorney General Barr, he's told attorneys across the country to prioritize cases in which landlords have been accused of asking renters for sexual favors in exchange for housing. Right? And they're targeting those that want to defer their rent payments. Now, I think that, I don't know. This is a tough one for me because I've always been pretty hard-nosed about it. Right? If you know, and I play the same way on myself. If If I screw up bills, I don't pay something, I screw something up, I own it. I'm not perfect. Things happen to me, too. It's like everybody else listening. And when you see what's going on here, you say, okay, nobody saw this coming. I mean, the average worker, they didn't see this coming. So, what was it, Enron? I felt bad for their workers. They were sold a line of garbage. And it wasn't right. It's not fair. Such behavior is despicable and it's illegal, Barr said. The Department of Justice does not hesitate to intervene when clear misconduct occurs. A senior Justice Department official told the news source that it's looking into some complaints at the moment, but it won't comment on how many investigations it has going on. Look, if they're even talking about looking into something, they must have a boatload. Right? And the Hawaiian State Commission, they received the first group of complaints when looking into it and found out it was bigger than they thought it was. So I can only imagine, I mean, people at home, they're doing nothing. I hate to say it this way. They got to find something to do. And if you know you're not going to get your money, you might as well get something out of it. At least that's what they're thinking. I'm not saying that's what I'm thinking. And then again, what if somebody approaches them and says, hey, I can't pay the rent, but I'm willing to do this. What do you think? Then that's prostitution. Are they in trouble? Not the landlord, but the renter? Or are they going to be a victim of circumstance? I'm very curious. I mean, we always forget it goes two ways. So I'd be curious to know that if somebody thought to look into whether the landlord was solicited as opposed to soliciting. I'm just curious. I think it's funny. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? I have never had any respect for this woman. Really. She comes from my part of the world, too. Ellen Pompeo. She's going through a bunch of garbage right now. Although, I got to tell you something. I just saw a picture of her. She has gained a lot of weight. And I'm not making fun of her. Because she used to say she couldn't gain weight no matter what she did. Right? So whatever, she was having a physical issue, whatever that was, she has seemed to have got past. Good for her. Unless she gained too much and she doesn't like it, but whatever. But she's facing backlash after her past remarks about Harvey Weinstein and the sexual assault survivors. A clip surfaced in question. It comes from Oxford Union Q&A, where Grey's Anatomy star is from. During the interview, the actress talks about everything from the topic of her time on ABC show, pay inequity in Hollywood, and the way women are treated in the industry. But in her comments she made about the film producer and convicted sex offender as well, she raised eyebrows about comments she made about survivors. In a one-minute clip that has been making the rounds on Twitter, Pompeo says, I think we bear some responsibility. Not all. But it takes two to tango for sure. That's not to blame the victim. That's not to blame the victim. Boy, she says it. That's just to say, I did go into a room with Harvey Weinstein. I sat at a table with him. I had probably 2.5 hours with him. He never said anything inappropriate to me. He never made any sort of physical advance to me. She added, I wasn't in the room alone with him. I had been there, I had been sent there by an agent in the middle of the day. I didn't think there was anything wrong. I would not have gone into the room at night. But he did nothing inappropriate. Right? And if he had, she said, I would have picked up a glass and smashed it across the side of his face. So, she comments to the fact, why didn't these women push back, in essence? Right? I mean, you have to speak up for yourself. In everything, you have to speak up for yourself. You have to decide whether your job is more important than your integrity. Like that woman at one of the Oscars or whatever she was at, one of the award ceremonies. And she held up her trophy. And she said, if I hadn't aborted my first baby, I wouldn't have this. She was more proud of the fact that she got a trophy for her acting, for her lying, for her playing somebody she isn't. Isn't that the epitome of look at me? Look at me. Look how great I am. Look at what I've done. I got this trophy for memorizing some lines and acting like I'm somebody else. Oh, I had to kill something. I had to kill someone. I had to kill a human being to make it happen. But look, I got a trophy. I mean, it doesn't get any sicker than that, does it? Ellen went on to say, you know, that abuse in the workplace goes on quite a bit. First, men need to understand that they will not get away with it. Oh, but they do, Ellen. And your people allow it. Your people almost encourage it by not pushing back on it. And they encourage it because I've seen the transcripts where women have led women into the room knowing full well what was going to happen with Harvey Weinstein. Why aren't they accessories? Now, funny, they never bring them up on charges, but I think it's hilarious. They knew what was going to go down, and they were never brought up on anything. She goes, or women need to understand what they're getting themselves into. She goes, I don't mean to be a sexist about it. Everybody's capable of harassment of any kind. Women do. She went on to talk about not making excuses for these pigs that do these disgusting things to women, adding that these learned behaviors from men in Hollywood have been learned from other generations of men who got away with it. Right, but who let them get away with it? They should have never been assaulted. They should have never been bothered. They should have never have had to even think about giving up sex to get a part in a movie. But I say again, I said it at the time it happened. What about all you Me Too women that spoke up after the fact? Maybe you thought it was, ooh, this is a good time to jump in and get back at Harvey. Why don't you get together and speak up at the time? They're disgusting people. Right? I mean, one user on social media shared a short clip and wrote, what the blank is wrong with Ellen Pompeo? This is disgusting. This is disturbing. I mean, look at some of the things she said is true. Right? I mean, look. Sexual assault, when you're actually assaulted, right, when you're being held down, I mean, I'm painting a picture here on purpose. Basically, when you're being raped, that's disgusting and wrong. Never an excuse. Never okay. But when these women were being led into these rooms, when these other women knew what was going on, where was the noise? Why didn't they say no? You saw the women that came forward and said, I gave them what I wanted because I wanted my career to go forward. I don't understand it. Speak up. Say something. So those who have worked with me in the past know me, know what I'm like. If I thought that was even going wrong, I would have made a big deal out of it. And I'm not a woman. And she is right about one thing. The men are pigs. And they deserve to go to jail for just even trying to do it. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.